this is alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas has shown its true colors when it comes to Israel.
I understand on a personal level the harrowing echoes that Hamas's massacres carry for Israeli Jews, indeed, for Jews everywhere.
Blinken's visit comes as Israeli forces are moving toward a ground invasion of Gaza. British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly says Britain stands behind Israel.
Our support to Israel will be driven by their requests, but I was here to let them know that we stand ready to support them as a government, as well as the British nationals here in Israel.
Meanwhile, the head of Elon Musk's social media platform X says the company, formerly known as Twitter, has removed hundreds of Hamas-linked accounts and taken down or labeled thousands of pieces of content since the militant group's attack on Israel. Also at townhall.com, the U.S. House of Representatives is in limbo as Republican Steve Scalise from Louisiana appears short of the number of votes needed to be Speaker. Correspondent Edwin Mora has more.
Republicans who control the House on Wednesday nominated Scalise to serve as Speaker following last week's historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy, but delayed further action when he appears to be short of the support needed to win a vote of the full chamber. It is unclear when the full House will vote on a Speaker. The pause comes down to the fact that Scalise doesn't have the votes to get to 217 right now. At least 8 Republicans have come out against Scalise. That's more than the 4 he can afford to lose. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 28 points. And the NASDAQ is up 26 points. More at townhall.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. To understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer immigrant named Theodore Oman came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago, in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to Salem. EventsStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends and for all the teachers in your communities. There is a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventsStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph while supplies last. That's SalemEventsStore.com.
3 months after Turkey agreed to expedite Sweden's NATO membership bid, little sign of progress has emerged. NATO defense ministers are meeting, and the issue is expected to be raised. Sweden gave up on decades of military non-alignment in 2022 to seek protection under NATO's security umbrella. Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about a horrifying attempt on his life.
That attempt left him blind in his right eye and with a damaged left hand. Knife, Meditations After an Attempted Murder will be published April 16th. This was a necessary book for me to write, a way to take charge of what happened and to answer violence with art, Rushdie said in a statement Wednesday. In August 2022, Rushdie was stabbed repeatedly in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Sam Bankman-Fried's former top executive, his former girlfriend, testified at his fraud trial in New York. He corrupted her values.
Caroline Ellison testified Bankman-Fried created justifications at cryptocurrency company FTX to do things she now admits were wrong and illegal. She revealed doctoring balance sheets. Bankman-Fried told her he wanted to do the greatest good for the most people, and rules like don't lie and don't steal must sometimes be set aside. After several hours on the witness stand, Ellison got choked up as she described the final days of FTX, saying the collapse of the business resulted in relief that she didn't have to lie anymore. Ellison pleaded guilty to fraud charges. His lawyers say Bankman-Fried was not criminally to blame for what happened to his businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, stocks have moved lower. The Dow is down 104 points. The Nasdaq off 11. More at townhall.com.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Allen. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is calling a Tuesday night attack at a Madison apartment building that killed a teenage girl cowardly. Barnes showed surveillance footage of a group of people shooting randomly at the building.
There are 4 people out. That makes 5. You can see them going toward the apartment complex and firing, and then the car is moving, as you can see, and then they get back into the vehicle, and then they drive off.
15-year-old girl was shot and killed. 3 more teens injured in the attack. Police found 50 shell casings in the parking lot after the shooting. 2 of the houses hit had people inside. Heated comments at Tuesday night's school board meeting in Manitowoc. Some people were unhappy with District Superintendent Jim Files' decision to end a federal pandemic-era meals program.
I find the fact that you are holding children's basic needs hostage against taxpayer money an embarrassment to our district. Taxpayers aren't getting a break by you opting out of CEP.
Others defended Files.
I wish the federal government would actually run like the superintendent currently is running things. He's asking for the money that he needs, and he's not asking for more.
The community eligibility provision allows high-poverty schools and districts to serve breakfast and lunch at no cost to all students without collecting household applications. The driver of a semi-truck hauling manure was killed in a rollover crash. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says crews found the tractor-trailer on its side and engulfed in flames Tuesday night off Highway 25 near the town of Nelson. As fire crews extinguished the flames, they located the unidentified 63-year-old driver dead inside the truck. Sheriff's Office determined the semi crossed the highway's median, went into a ditch, and hit an embankment before rolling over. About 5,000 gallons of manure were spilled in the area because of the crash. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
A Wausau teen said to be involved in a shooting last summer will go to trial. Nicholas Malanti is facing numerous charges that stem from an argument outside a Wausau home. Shots were fired in late July. When officers arrived, they found evidence of a shooting, but Mulanti, who was 17 years old at the time, was nowhere to be found. He stayed on the run for 2 months before resurfacing in Racine, where officers found him passed out in a vehicle during a welfare check. And a PFAS bill advances at the Capitol.
Legislation addressing forever chemicals passed a state Senate committee on Wednesday without the support of Democrats, who worry it limits the authority of the Department of Natural Resources to regulate PFAS. Committee Chair Green Bay Republican Eric Wimberger said those concerns are overblown and the bill protects property owners from having their land values reduced. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jane Hakenen, 68, of Prentice, passed away on October 8th at the Waterford in Park Falls. She is survived by her devoted husband, Howard, by her children, Heike, Nikki, Kanan, and Cameron. Survived also by her grandchildren, and by her dear friends. Memorial service to be held Friday, October 13th, at the Prentice First Baptist Church, located in Prentice, with Pastor Jordan Scott from the New Beginnings Church officiating. Visitation begins at 3 p.m. and continues until the service, starting at 4 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jane Hakenen, 68. Prentice. This is the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua, beloved mother and grandmother. Patricia is survived by her three children, Cynthia Lay Naco, by David McMullen, and by Benton McMullen. Further survived by 8 grandchildren, by 15 great-grandchildren, and by 4 great-great-grandchildren. Visitation for Pat will be held on Saturday, October 14th at Holy Family Catholic Church in Woodruff from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a funeral mass at 11 a.m., followed by the burial at Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery in Arborvitae. The Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Mary McMullen of Minocqua. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as they will be closing for the season this Sunday, October 15th. Be sure and stop out this week for some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for our holiday gift certificate sale and we look forward to seeing you next season at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
There's going to be a solar eclipse happening this Saturday morning when the moon passes directly in front of the sun, blocking out most of the sun, but not all of it. So it's not a total eclipse. It's called an annular eclipse. The sun will still have a very thin ring around the moon, still visible. And so the reason for that is because the moon is at a distance away from the Earth in its orbit around us that makes it smaller now. And then when it's closer to us in its orbit around us, it can be larger and block the whole sun out. And for us, it's just going to be partially covered up with the moon. So it's going to be happening from northwest parts of the country, California, towards New Mexico and Texas tomorrow morning between about 10:30 and noon or so. And again, we won't notice much, if anything. It might be a slight bit darker, but then again, we're going to have a lot of thick clouds, it looks like, anyway. 9:45 to 11:45 is our major fish feeding period today. The minor is 4 till 5 later on this afternoon. And our moon is waning crescent. It's new on Saturday. It just rose this morning about 5 o'clock. It'll set this evening before 6 o'clock. The sunrise time is now at 7:14. Sunset time at Park Falls this evening happens at 6:23. Weather-wise, looks like a pretty nice day again today, like yesterday. Some morning sun, some afternoon clouds build in. Our high should be in the mid to upper 50s. Winds are from the northeast. They'll pick up a little bit this afternoon, 5 to 15 miles an hour, nice and light this morning. And then tonight, during the middle of the night to the latter part of it, we should see some rain move in. And Friday does look wet with rain. And we'll have a stiff northeast breeze, 15 to about 30 miles an hour. Look for temperatures to start out in the 40s. And stay in the 40s throughout the day. Bundle up. Rain is still likely to be falling at times yet Friday night with that stiff northeast breeze. Saturday and Sunday will be cloudy and cool and a bit breezy from the north. There still might be some spotty light showers. That's today's Outdoor Report. I'm Carl Klopotic.
Hey, folks, you're invited to the big pink ribbon event coming to the Phillips Presbyterian Church, sponsored by the Health Alliance of Praise County, on Thursday, October 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. with a catered dinner, then at 7 p.m., presentation with guest speaker Ann Jan, the Hat Lady. Be prepared to be entertained as Ann provides her audience with a unique look at history through the use of women's clothing in a fun way that'll keep you laughing. She also enjoys sharing her knowledge of Czech culture and heritage. The cost is $12 per person. Mail your registration to HAOPC, P.O. Box 76, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555, or call for more information at 715-339-2415.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow. Or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
As the last leaves fall, it's time for Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream to say thank you to all our customers as they will be closing for the season this Sunday, October 15th. Be sure and stop out this week for some delicious Cedar Crest ice cream and look forward to our Spring 2024 container workshops and find us at the Phillips Spring Home Sport and Craft Show. Watch Facebook for our holiday gift certificate sale, and we look forward to seeing you next season at Northridge Greenhouse and Ice Cream, where nature's beauty meets sweet indulgence. Located off of Highway East on Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Oh, and did I mention they have ice cream?
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 54 this afternoon under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 41. Overcast skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 46. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. Another look at the short range. A high of 54 this afternoon. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 46 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 48.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. In baseball, the Diamondbacks rode a record-setting barrage of solo homers in the third inning to a 4-2 win last night in Game 3 of the NL Division Series, sweeping the 100-win Dodgers right out of the playoffs. The Snakes return to the NL Championship Series for the first time since 2007, where they'll face either the Phillies or the Braves. Right now, Philadelphia holds a 2-1 advantage after routing Atlanta last night 10-2. Bryce Harper hit a 3-run homer plus a solo shot, says it was important to set the tone early.
We need to score runs early and get it going, and we have such a great fan base that's loud, and it's hard to come in here and play. And like I said, it's a really good team over there, so to be able to jump on them early and stay on it was big for us.
Teammates Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner, and Brandon Marsh also went yard for Philadelphia. This is SRN Sports. Elsewhere, it was the Astros eliminating the Twins 3-2 to punch their ticket to a 7th straight AL Championship Series. Twins starting pitcher Joe Ryan tried to put a positive spin on the loss, says it was special to be part of a Minnesota postseason run that saw the team snap its 18-game playoff losing streak.
This is where you want to play the whole time, and people always talk about that, and it's my second year, but I mean, just now experiencing it for the first time, it's pretty special. So you just want to get back here. And I mean, the crowd, the whole postseason has been amazing.
Houston will face the Rangers Sunday in game one of the ALCS. College football, UTEP beats Florida International 27-14, New Mexico State 27, Sam Houston State 13. The family of Olympic gymnastics champion Mary Lou Retton says she's continuing to fight while in intensive care at a Texas hospital with a rare form of pneumonia. This is SRN Sports.
Major League Baseball, one postseason series still in progress, and the Phillies and Braves will play Game 4 of the National League Division Series tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Phillies clubbing 6 home runs last night in a 10-2 win and a 2-1 series lead over Atlanta. Arizona wrapped up the other National League Division Series by sweeping the Dodgers in 3 straight, winning 4-2 last night. Diamondbacks scoring all 4 of their runs in the third with 4 straight solo homers off Dodger starter Lance Lynn, along with their 2-game sweep of the Brewers. The Diamondbacks 5-0 in this postseason, heading to the National League Championship Series. American League Championship Series is set. Houston beat Minnesota 3-2 last night to wrap up that one and earn the right to take on the Texas Rangers in an all-Texas battle. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off tonight, a Thursday night battle in Kansas City. 4-1 Chiefs playing host to the 1-4 Denver Broncos. Packers will take on the Broncos next, a week from Sunday in Denver. Green Bay in its bye week. The players are off, while the coaches are searching for answers.
I think we just got to look back and take a good hard look at maybe how opponents are seeing us and what teams are doing to us from a defensive perspective that has given us some problems. And maybe we can get in front of some of these things so they don't reoccur.
Packers coach Matt LaFleur, football Badgers back at it today. One final day of preparation for Saturday's Big Ten showdown against rival Iowa. Badger coach Luke Fickell was asked what makes Iowa so good defensively.
They're physical, they're tough, and they're very consistent. And that's not to say they don't have some great players as well. But I think if you just ask me over time of everything that I've watched and studied and learned about Iowa, it starts with they're physical and tough.
That's a 3 p.m. kick at Camp Randall on Saturday. Top-ranked Badger women's hockey team opens a two-game series against Minnesota State at LeBron Arena tonight. The Badgers off to a 4-0 start after sweeping Boston College last week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, have you ever been ripped off? It sucks. Having a daily reminder of it is even worse. If you shave with a well-known Big Razor brand every morning, you might be thinking more about how much you paid for the blades than about how smooth your shave is. I'm Andy, the founder of Harry's. We give you a high-quality shave and an expertly engineered product for a fraction of the price that the big guys charge, with no compromises. They have five blades, Harry's has five blades. They have a lubricating strip, Harry's has a lubricating strip for extra glide. They have a trimmer blade, Harry's has a trimmer blade for the hard-to-reach areas. They charge up to $4 per blade. Our German-engineered blades cost as little as $2. Big brands charge higher prices because they can. Harry's keeps you in mind, focusing on high quality at a fair price. So stop rinsing cash down the drain every morning. Get a great shave for a fraction of the price with Harry's. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/music. That's harrys.com/music.
Right now.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
If your cares turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look to turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars. Sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met, you'd be the reason. some things that leave a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason this heart breaks. Oh, I love you anyway. Even if I knew the day we oh, I love you anyway.
Q Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just have done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy.
Classics.
matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Out in it on nights like this, I catch a thunderbolt. I wanna live a life like a dollar in the clock on the wall. Don't only shine a light like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Stop the giving and start forgetting. Be somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only. Grudges and my old regrets and let them go. I want to learn how to say a lot more yes and a lot less no. Girl, I want to dance and shout and love out loud and come alive. Don't want to be the guy too cool to laugh and too scared to cry. I want to live a life like a dollar in the clock.
Standing room only. So Lane Hardy, lucky guy. He was, I guess you would say, convicted of putting a recording device. I don't know what, some kind of, you know, wireless recording device that looked like a plug-in for charging a phone. It was apparently under the bed of his girlfriend at LSU. And she found it and it was like, what? What is this? Anyways, he went to court over it. He escaped jail time, which is a good thing. Lane Hardy says he's ready to move on. I guess he's got, you know, something like community service and some stipulations and that thing. But really, sneaking a recording device into your significant other's bedroom. Who does that? Lane Hardy. All right, Carrie Underwood's coming up. Bailey Zimmerman, Kane Brown, and more. Right here on your country station.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 54 this afternoon under overcast skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 41. Overcast skies tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 46. Temperatures below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. Another look at the short range. A high of 54 this afternoon. Lows level off around 41 tonight. We should top off around 46 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 50.
Ready.
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98 Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
We've been swimming.
missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock?
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up. Feel it. You got everybody looking at
can feel it.
Kane Brown, I Can Feel It. So there's a new show coming to Paramount by the people who have brought us Yellowstone and all of those great shows. It's called Marshall Bass Reeves. I just saw a trailer for it. Have you seen it? Bass Reeves. I'd check it out. It looks like something I'm going to like. Bass Reeves on Paramount comes out in just a few days. Lady A, Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, and more. They're coming up just around the corner right here for you.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is really good.
Now it's time for
today's hottest country.
The hottest country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Sleeping in lights. We used to smoke while we were jailed.
sidewalk, carjacking old ladies.